You're standing in your bathroom holding the pregnancy test. Two blue lines. Your life is about to change forever. You're so excited. But a lot of questions come up as well. How are you going to reveal your pregnancy to your partner, to your family, and your friends? What about your coworkers? Today we're going to be discussing when to reveal your pregnancy to your family, friends, and coworkers, as well as some fun ways to announce it. This is Preggy Pals, episode 98.
Is that a plus sign?
Pink or blue?
Hospital or home birth?
What type of food should I be eating?
I think I just peed myself.
I'm pregnant and I have to exercise.
What pregnancy glow?
Wait, was that a contraction?
Gotta make these pants fit.
I've got kinkles.
What do you mean there's more than one?
You've got the symptoms and now you've got the support you need for a happy 9 months. This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy your way.
Welcome to Preggy Pals, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Preggy Pals is your weekly online, on-the-go resource and support group for expecting parents and those hoping to become pregnant. I'm your host, Annie Laird. If you haven't joined the Preggy Pals Club, then you're missing out on exclusive bonus interviews after each show, transcripts, as well as special giveaways and discounts. For more information, see our website, www.preggypals.com. Another way for you to stay connected is by downloading our free app. It's available in both the Android and the iTunes marketplace. Now, our producer, Sunny, is going to tell us more about the virtual panelist program.
Hey, everyone. So if you don't live in San Diego, but you would like to be a panelist on our show, you can still participate through our virtual panelist program. Simply like us on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter using hashtag PreggyPalsVP. We'll be posting questions throughout the week prior to our taping and even some on our taping day. And we'd love for you to comment so we can incorporate your thoughts into our episode. You can also submit your questions directly to our experts. Learn more about our VP program through the community section on our website.
Thanks, Sunny. Well, let's go around the table and introduce who we are and our babies, how many babies we've had, how many kids we've had, and if we've done anything special for announcing the pregnancy for them. So I'm Annie Laird. I'm the host. I have three good daughters. First one, I don't think I did anything. This was before I'm revealing my age and probably my daughter's age as well, but she's eight, so I was not hip and with it on Facebook. So I didn't do anything. You know, there was no Pinterest or anything like that. My second daughter... my second daughter was after I had three losses. She's almost two now, but it was a little bit more. We kept it a little bit closer to our chest because we didn't want to go back and tell people, oh, yeah, sorry. You know, I know we're so excited and we're not pregnant anymore. So, you know, that. So I think we just kept it really, really low key. And then I did get a little bit creative with the last one. So I had my 7-year-old daughter at the time and then my 1-year-old at the time, and we lined up all of our shoes in the streets. I lined up all the shoes. This was my idea because I stole it off Pinterest. I lined up our shoes in the street, and then I wrote with chalk on the street what our birthdays were, and then a pair of baby booties and said October 2013.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, and then I put that on Facebook, and then Facebook exploded. From cuteness. So all of my creativity just went into that last baby.
I'm Halsey. I am pregnant with my first child. We're going to have a little boy in June. I think... I was so excited, honestly, that I just kind of woke my husband up. He was sleeping, so I just woke him up and said, guess what? And then we called all of our parents. We kind of kept it a little close to us with the news starting off, because I had had some friends who had some miscarriages, and I'd just seen what they had kind of gone through. So we just decided to kind of keep it a little close for a while.
Just between you and your husband then?
Well, and then our parents.
Okay,
So the grandparents, they all knew, but we didn't start really telling friends until we were a little bit further along. And then we did kind of a big Facebook announcement where we had found out the gender at that point, and it's mine and my husband's hands on my belly, and we had tied a little blue ribbon, and then it was a picture of my belly that just said the name of our baby and when he's expected. So, and
oh,
then
how cute.
Facebook blew up.
You know, this is Sunny, by the way. I have, I'm a mommy of four under four. I have two boys and two girls, and my girls are twins. You know, as far as what I did for their announcements, you know, I do more to announce the baby gender than I did for the actual pregnancy. Mm-hmm. All of the stuff for the pregnancy. With my first, it was interesting because we had gone through fertility treatments. And so we didn't get very far in the process. We were able to conceive through Clomid. But still, everyone kind of knew we were trying. But it's been kind of weird because my husband and I, we don't have a lot of family out here. Most of our family is back in the Midwest. And so I don't know. I guess I always envisioned being able to tell my parents and seeing the smiles on their face. And I never got that with any of my pregnancies because they were always so far away.
Yeah, it doesn't really translate the same
over
the phone. Yeah. Yeah.
My mom knows when I call and I say, hey, can you and Dad get on speakerphone? Are you pregnant?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today on Preggy Pals, we're going to be reviewing an app. It's WebMD Pregnancy. So this is a free app that's available on iTunes, something that we noted during the break amongst ourselves. It is not available on Android. So WebMD Baby is available on Android, but the WebMD Pregnancy is not. But if you have an iPhone, you can get articles on here. There's a journal. You find out things at your doctor's appointment, you can put it in there. It's a place where you can take pictures of your belly. You can link to certain videos in here. And then whatever week you're in of pregnancy, it has kind of this, at least I am apparently 25 weeks pregnant. So I just kind of picked a date.
That's what you do when you're not pregnant. Exactly. You gotta review pregnancy apps.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I am in the second trimester. I'm 25 weeks. Doesn't look like it. Oh, wait, I'm just postpartum. That's right. Yeah. So you can click on your baby, your little alien baby in my case, and then click on the little white dots and it says just different things about your baby during that week. So Halsey, what did you think about it? You looked through it and
I did. I really like it. I think, I kind of love the smartphone of going through and having the apps to go on and it's fun because, you know, maybe you're at lunch and you just want to check in with your baby and you can click into it and learn a little bit more. And, you know, a lot of people like to keep track and this is on the go keeping track. You don't want to lug around the baby journal all everywhere, but here you can put in small little things and, you know, pick it up later. And it's just a fun way. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen a lot of these pregnancy apps. We review them quite a bit on Preggy Pals, and it seems like a lot of them have the same criteria, you know, some of the same features. But what I really like about this is the way it's laid out. I mean, it's very, very user-friendly. Like, sometimes with apps, you're just kind of going through it, and you're like, what is this? And you got to click on this, and
where
then
do
how
I
do
go?
You get back to the main screen?
How do I get to the symptom tracker?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, everything's very upfront on it.
And I think it's laid out very well. It's got different categories, so, you know, everything. You know, my health has your appointments, all about your body, a symptom tracker, contraction timer, kick counter. You have a section for my memories where you can journal about stuff and you can take pictures of your belly. Like, it's just, it's very easy to find stuff. It's very organized, which I like a lot. And I like, too, that everything on here is free. They do have ads in the app, but the ads don't get in the way of the content. And I think that is something a lot of app developers struggle with, is how do I incorporate these ads? I like that the tools are just there for you, and it's not like you have to upgrade to get that. I don't like those kind of apps. Like, if I purchase something, it says free. Everything in it should be free. You know, if you've got to offset with ads, that's fine. But
if you're being hassled at every single screen of like, oh, well, here's like one little thing. Wow, you're 25 weeks pregnant. If you want to find out anything about what's going on, upgrade for $3.99.
I mean, it even has like on this main screen, it's kind of fun. You can scroll through and, you know, it'll suggest stuff that you can do. Like, test your knowledge. Creams and lotions can erase stretch marks. True or false? Like, it's kind of
I would say false.
Fun.
Yeah. Well, let's see what it is. What is the answer?
Says you got it right. False.
Oh, look at that. And then it gives you an explanation. I am qualified to be the host on Preggy Pals. All right.
And then it gives you an explanation. How much do you want to bet that this information is pulled directly from the WebMD pregnancy resources on their website? Which, you know, it's interesting because when we, you know, release our episodes, we have an episodes page that we put additional information on. And a lot of the times, the additional resources that accompany all of these episodes are from WebMD. You know, so I you know, I refer people to this stuff all the time. So it's nice that it's in this nice little compact app. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a thumbs up.
I think I'm going to give it a, I'm going to give it a thumbs up too. I really like it.
Halsey?
Thumbs up for me. Love it.
All right. Thumbs up all around.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Well, today on Preggy Pals, we're going to be talking about how to reveal your pregnancy. And so we're going to be breaking this down into a couple of different sections here. So number one, what is the timing? When do you reveal that you're pregnant? And then we'll break down who you're going to tell and how you're going to tell them that you're pregnant. So telling your sweetie, how you tell your family, how you tell your friends, and then your workplace as well. We've been talking so much, and I think the consensus among the three of us is, well, you don't want to tell people too early, because then you have to deal with a possible, you know, miscarriage, point of conversation. I know there's some religions that they don't. I have a Jewish friend, and she didn't reveal that she was pregnant until like 20 weeks or something like that. It's very, very late. So there's some of those considerations as well.
Definitely.
So maybe an advantage of telling people early, though, and what do you guys think about this, is, you know, if you know that you're the type of person who is going to need that support if something like that happens, maybe it is good to tell people.
Well, I think one of the best advice pieces that I was given was that, you know, tell the people who you would want to support you in a miscarriage situation.
Well, that's a great idea.
Because they're going to celebrate with you, and then they're also going to be there to be your rock as well if something does go wrong. And hopefully, absolutely nothing goes wrong. And then you get all the celebration you want, and then you can bring everyone into it when you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And obviously, some people are different. Some people cannot keep a secret at all, and they have to let it out. And great for them. You know, they get a lot of...
I Facebook knows before I'm even confident in it.
I love that. Well, you did like a video on the way to the hospital with the twins.
Well, that's, yeah, for their birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I knew they were coming. That was that was a guarantee. I was leaking water.
No mistaking.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I know that I usually have to seek permission from my husband. We have this ritual we did. We're done having babies, but we had this ritual we went through where we started with just the regular whatever, you know, pregnancy test, the double line. Well, actually, the double line was the first one. Then we had to go to a digital one. Okay. If the digital one was positive, then we had to have a blood test. And until all three of those were done, you know, it was like I wasn't pregnant. Like my husband, he needed like hardcore, like it's really, you know, we did it with the first, and then it kind of became a ritual and kind of a joke between us. Okay, well, did you do the digital one? Yeah, I did the digital one. Okay, did you do the blood test?
You know what? I sympathize with your husband, Sonny, because I mean, back in the dark ages, this is the early 2000s here. So when I was, you know, taking pregnancy tests because I was scared because I didn't want to become pregnant, it wasn't as high tech as it is now. I like now that it says like not pregnant. There's no mistaking that you are not pregnant. It's like, what am I looking at here?
Yeah.
Like, I had a friend that they really wanted to get pregnant, and their son is about the same age as our daughter. So this is, you know, probably what, like 10 years ago or around about that time. And it was a plus sign. So the plus sign was if you're pregnant. They don't have those, I don't think, on the market anymore. And the reason was is because the plus sign is supposed to indicate that you're pregnant. And the, like, if there's no plus sign, if it's just blank, well, then you're not pregnant. Well, they got, like, you know how you have a cross and there's an intersection in the middle? Well, they got, like, a corner.
So they got like one half of the horizontal line and one half of the vertical line. And my friend Shauna's like, what is this? Like, am I pregnant? And so they were on a vacation, you know, just the two of them in Hawaii or something. And so they're going around to all the ABC stores and like downtown Hawaii's in like this bad neighborhood trying to find, you know, pregnancy tests. But, you know, back then it wasn't the digital.
Yeah.
Pregnant and not pregnant.
Well, and if you're trying to get pregnant, there's something really happy about seeing the word pregnant if it shows up. I don't know, that may sound kind of silly, but I've had the opposite happen where a month before I got pregnant with the twins, I thought for sure I was pregnant. And my period was late, blah, blah, blah. And I went in there and I thought for sure I'm going to pee on this stick. And I went straight for the digital one. I didn't do the double. I went straight for it because I knew my husband's going to be, okay, did you do this? Did you do this? So I went straight for the digital one and it came out not pregnant. And my heart just sunk because I wanted to be pregnant. Yeah. And then the next month it came up. It should have said pregnant. Yeah. It doesn't tell you if you're pregnant with twins. No, but it said pregnant and I was like elated. Yeah. It was like, yeah, it sounds so stupid, but it's almost like it was celebrating with me. It's like, yeah, we did it. Mm-hmm. As opposed to lines don't mean anything, right?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some interesting ways that we've seen or fun ways that we've seen. How do you reveal to your partner that you're pregnant?
That was kind of the big thing for me. Obviously, it's such big news and there are so many people to tell. You know, you have grandparents, you have best friends, you have siblings, you know, people that are really important to you. My husband and I, we are a team. So for me, he was, you know, he'd been right there with me in the process and we had planned our pregnancy. Sometimes people don't, you know, it's unexpected for them, but we had planned it. We'd been trying for several months by that point. So it was such a big deal that yes, we made it. And we had actually been getting negative pregnancy tests. So while nothing was happening in my body, I was like, I swear I am pregnant, but I kept getting the negative tests. And then, you know, woke myself up. It was 3:30 in the morning, I think. And I was like, okay, I'm taking the test. And, you know, lucky man, when I got those two little blue lines, I got to wake him up at 3:30 in the morning too, yeah, to tell him. But, you know, it was just so exciting.
I think I did that something similar for my second pregnancy was I didn't want to wait until the following morning.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You know, I think I actually went out, like it was the middle of the night CVS run too. Yeah. And they say that the first, you know, you want your morning pee,
right,
with that.
Yes.
It's more concentrated in the morning, exactly, when, or maybe it's just because you haven't peed all night.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, that's about to change, folks. Yeah.
One of my girlfriends, she had her little kids. She has three children, but at the time she had two, and she didn't tell her husband right away, but she had her little kids, and she wrote on chalkboards that said, like, oh, I'm going to be a big brother, I'm going to be a big sister, and then she took pictures, and then she put them up in the house for her husband to find.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, and it was a really cute idea. And then after, obviously, he knew and they felt more comfortable about it, they had put it up on Facebook. And so I thought that was a cute idea. But I think, you know, she didn't tell him, obviously, for the wow factor of it.
How young were the kids at that point? Were they, like, what, one's a toddler, one preschool age kind of?
Yeah, I would say her girl was maybe a year and a half, maybe about a year. And then the boy was probably two or three. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of out on the grass with these little chalkboards.
Yeah, so they don't know what it says.
Yeah, they have no idea.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend who did the older sibling, you know, she had t-shirts made.
Cute.
So, yeah, it was really cute. And again, then she posted on Facebook and that was how she revealed it. So, you know, unfortunately, that pregnancy didn't come to fruition. It ended in a miscarriage. And so that was a little bit hard. That is kind of a drawback, I think, yes, maybe to doing that. I mean, I think that's maybe the perfect age of, like, they're two. They can't read. So it's so cute.
It doesn't matter what the t-shirts.
Yeah, they don't understand.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know. I have had a friend who used their animal in the house. They tied a little thing to the collar and then sent the dog running over to the husband.
Oh, how cute.
You know, just like
a... You have to have a well-trained dog.
Yes.
My cat would not do that. My husband wouldn't know until I started wearing, why are you wearing maternity jeans? I don't know, like.
Yeah, you know, I mean, with our first, we actually found out we were pregnant on my husband's birthday. So that's kind of a cool thing because, again, we were trying to
get
pregnant.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I always make sure my husband is the very first person that knows. With what ended up being the twins, I didn't know they were twins at the time, but my husband was at work when I found out. So technically, my toddler was the first person to know because I showed him the test. He didn't know what I was doing. And I showed him, so we're going to have another baby. And he's like, baby? But he doesn't, you know what's going on. And then I was nervous to tell my husband because my husband kind of thought we were done. And I didn't want to be done.
So you're talking about the twins, yeah.
Which I just thought was one at the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if he was going to be mad. I didn't think he'd be mad, but I guess I was scared of anything that wasn't super happy.
Yeah.
You know, because I knew it was going to be engraved in my head. Yeah. Whatever he said to me or didn't say or whatever.
Now, if we were lucky enough to have partners listening to this, the only appropriate answer is, congratulations, I'm yay! So happy for you.
The end. Best day ever, yeah. Yes. Well, for my husband, he was at work, and I, you know, after I took the test, and I thought, well, I actually, the digital, you know, pregnant, not pregnant thing that I was telling you about. So I took a picture of that next to a picture of our kids. So it was like a, you know, in a photo frame already. So I just lined it up and I took a picture and I sent it to him at work. And I didn't hear anything back. Uh-oh. He didn't call.
Oh, no.
And in my head, I go, oh, my God.
He's freaking out.
He's freaking out. What's going on? And so I called him. And he's like, hey, babe, I was just in a meeting. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, okay, so you didn't get my email. And he's like, no. He's like, is everything okay? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, hang on. I'm going to look at this email now. So while I'm on the phone, he looks at this email. He's like, oh, my God.
How did that happen?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
But he was happy.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll be talking about how to tell your friends that you're pregnant, as well as is there an appropriate time to tell your coworkers. We'll be right back.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back. Today we're discussing fun ways to announce your pregnancy. So before the break, we talked about how to tell your sweetie, how to tell your family, some fun things that we've seen. So moving on more to your friends, and I think there's a consensus among the three of us in the studio here that, you know, friends usually are going to be told a little bit after. Obviously, the grandparents are going to be told way before, you know, your friends find out. So this is where I think where you get into a lot of the, like, the fun pregnancy announcements. This is when pretty much everybody finds out. Yeah. So, you know, at least for me, I totally went on, like, Pinterest to find my ideas. So one of the cute, I think, Halsey, you mentioned something like a bun in the oven or something like that.
Yeah, someone, I found a little article online that she had put some sort of sweet bun into the oven. And this was actually for her husband. But when he came home, she said, oh, go check in the oven. And it was a bun. And she's, you know, honey, we have a bun in the oven. Mm-hmm. Basically.
Did he get that?
According to this article, he did. I think one of the ones that I've seen that I like the best, it looks like people just did a little card, and I think I found this on Pinterest, but it is the husband holding two bags of ice, and then the mom has, she's making a heart out of her hands on her belly, so it's ice, ice, baby. And then they took a little picture of that and sent it out to everybody. I thought that was really cool.
I love that. That is clever. For us children of the 80s and early 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say, when was vanilla ice? He was like, yeah, I think
it
was
actually been late 80s or maybe early 90s.
Early 90s, 91, 92 maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Scene one, too, where they have the, like a jar of spaghetti sauce.
Oh yeah. Cute.
Exactly. So the Prego.
Prego.
We're,
like,
we're Prego. Yeah.
It's in there.
That's right. That's their tagline for their advertising, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just sensitive because I have gotten morning sickness for all of my three kids, but it's the one where, like, hey, we're growing by 2 feet, or like, hey, we're pregnant, and it's the dad, you know, in the foreground who's holding the toddler, and the mom's in the back with her head in the toilet.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, that's kind of gross.
I have seen these. Yeah. It's like a selfie. Yeah. It's like he's taking a selfie of himself, and she's behind him.
Yeah. That was definitely, if you go on Pinterest, you'll see that multiple times.
Yeah. Pinterest seems to be the authority, on, at least if you would have photographed something on how to do it and spread the word that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Facebook has made it so much easier to tell people that you're pregnant. And because it was before so awkward of just,
you know,
how do you do it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you kind of lose track of who you've told and who you haven't told, and yeah, so.
You know what was cool about the twins, though, is I felt like I had two pregnancy announcements, because I announced that I was pregnant, and then at whatever, 11, 12 weeks, you know, when they found out, it was not my first ultrasound, they missed it on the first ultrasound, so, but when I had, you know, my first trimester screening stuff, and they found two, I was able to tell people again, I'm like, guess what, that one baby like multiplied, you know, so it was kind of fun because I felt like I got to do it twice with the same pregnancy.
Yeah
that was kind of a fun thing to do.
Have either of you run into different ways that, I mean, how have you told the boss? How did you tell your boss, and when did you tell your boss?
Well, so being an event planner, obviously I had to kind of think ahead in the future as far as I obviously have groups coming in, you know, when I'm going to be on maternity leave. And I have a lot of respect for my bosses. So I actually honestly told them right away just to say, hey, this is, you know, obviously we're early in the pregnancy, but this is what's coming up. So we're going to need to think of this coming through. And then we waited to tell all my coworkers, but I basically wanted to wait until the miscarriage chances went down very much, because, you know, you get that information out there, and then, you know, what if you do have a miscarriage, and then you're walking through the hallway and everyone's like, oh, how's the baby, you know, and that's a hard thing to tell people. So I had told my bosses right away, but we definitely waited for the rest of the office to know until that miscarriage rate went down.
Yeah. What about you, Sunny? Were you working when you got pregnant with your first? Did you have a boss to tell?
Myself. Yeah. Self-employed the whole time. So, no, I was doing a lot of freelance work, and it wasn't anything that I couldn't handle. I just decided to take less jobs, you know, the bigger I got. Or, you know, if I was doing on-camera work, I would tell them, you know, just so you know, if I'm looking a little more around, or let's, you know, shoot it from the waist up, or let, you know what I mean? So I had to do some modifications that way. But I never had to go through, and I actually feel very lucky, both through all of my pregnancies and breastfeeding, everything afterward. I never had to do all of that work-related stuff and never had to worry about that kind of stuff. I've always been able to kind of do it at my own pace and, you know, never affected work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know there are a lot of women, though, that have to deal with that. Just and you would think, this is 2014. We shouldn't be having to deal with the stigma that half of the population is able to get pregnant in their childbearing years. There shouldn't be any stigma behind it. It should just be, this is what it is. And, you know, you don't have to have all the answers, I don't think.
Well, you know what's, well, so Annie, I have a question for you. So, I mean, getting pregnant and being in the military, I mean, I don't know, can you even comment on that? Like, what I would think, because that's seems to be a very male-centric community, or, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, how is that perceived? And is there a certain thing you have to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, it really depends whether you're on sea duty or shore duty.
Okay.
Yeah, so on a ship, that's generally not a good thing, because you can only be on the ship when up until you're 20 weeks pregnant. And so generally when a woman gets pregnant in the military and they're on, you know, a flight status or sea duty or something like that, that is going to cause a gap. And so there is definitely a negative stigma associated with it. Now, on the other hand, for shorty, there's some shorty jobs that are pretty demanding as well. So there can be a negative stigma with that as well. So for me, and I would say most women in the military plan for their babies when they're not on a ship, when they're on less arduous duty. And so my bosses, I mean, I think you hit on a good point. It is very male dominated. It was kind of like Dragnet, just the facts, ma'am. No.
Don't tell me about your emotions. Don't tell me about your symptoms.
Exactly.
Just tell me when's the date you're leaving.
When's the due date? Yeah, they were all really cool with it. So the one that I was most nervous about was when I was a civilian. I had just started a new job. I had gotten out of the military and got a job right away. And when I found out I was pregnant, I had been out of the military like a whopping like 2 weeks or something like that. So this was a brand new job.
Yeah.
And I was still working really within my given field. So pretty much my boss and all my coworkers, they were all former military. So still kind of that kind of boys club, very male dominated. And I didn't know how it was going to be perceived, especially since I just started working there. So, you know, in addition to, I think a lot of women hold off because they don't want to tell their boss and then have the, you know,
have the baby miscarry, and then it's awkward. And I didn't want to tell because I had just gotten a job. And, you know, I didn't want the perception to be, oh, you know, well, she just started here and now, you know, she's going to, you know, so I was going to hold off. That was the plan, at least, until I got hit with just the nastiest case of morning sickness. And I was a teacher. I still am a teacher. So, you know, I was ducking out of classes, ducking out of simulator time. And, you know, it was real rough. So, yeah. So eventually that plan didn't go to, I eventually had to tell him. And you know, he was neutral at least, so. Well, thanks for everybody for joining us today. For more information about our panelists, visit the episode page on our website. This conversation continues for members of our Preggy Pals Club. After the show, Sunny is going to be discussing 5 ways not to reveal how you are pregnant. To join our club, visit our website, www.preggypals.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi, Preggy Pals. I am Lisa Drexman, fitness expert and chief founding mom of Stroller Strides, a fitness program for moms and babies. I'm here to answer some of your most common questions. Today, I'm here to answer, how much exercise should I do while pregnant? Seems like so many moms are still thinking that exercise is something they shouldn't be doing when pregnant, and maybe they're a little bit scared. But I'm here to tell you, pregnant women should exercise, get this, most days of the week. It's the same as the general population. The American College of Sports Medicine states that regular exercise is preferred over intermittent activity for pregnant women, and 3 times a week is the minimum recommendation. Here's what I want you to get out of this. The most important thing is that you are consistent with your exercise program. It's not good for someone, even if they're not pregnant, to exercise once in a while and then jump into it. It's very taxing on the body. Well, whatever you're feeling, your baby is feeling even more. So the best gift you can give your baby is to exercise and exercise regularly. Dr. James Clapp is someone who I will mention many times on this radio show, and he is one of the foremost researchers on pregnancy and exercise. And he found that beginning exercise early in pregnancy at a frequency of 3 to 5 times a week actually enhances the growth of the baby. So I'm here to say, please make sure that you're exercising. And even though you might get tired as the pregnancy goes on and on, it is very, very important that you don't stop. Now, you will need to cut back. So what you are able to do in the first trimester, you might not be able to do in the second or the third. But you don't want to exercise trimesters 1 and 2, and then just stop. It's important that you keep yourself active and moving, and a well-designed fitness program that's safe for you will be safe for your baby, and it will benefit you come that day of delivery and be good for both you and for the baby. Visit StrollerStrides.com for more great information on how to stay fit through your pregnancy and through parenthood, and be sure to listen to Preggy Pals for more great prenatal fitness tips.
That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Preggy Pals. Don't forget to check out our sister shows, The Boob Group for moms who breastfeed their babies, Parent Savers for parents of newborns, infants, and toddlers, and Twin Talks for parents of multiples. Next week, we are starting a brand new series focusing on body changes during pregnancy, starting with placenta. How is the placenta formed and what is its function? This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy, your way.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating health care problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified health care provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents. If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com. Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.